Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, my friend. I hope you don't mind my dropping in to say welcome to 2021. May it be a good one for all of us. We'll be back with a brand new episode of Australian True Crime next week. But in the meantime, I wanted to introduce you to another podcast we've been working on called Calm Your Farm. So far, we've heard from Limo, Bonnie Anderson, Uncle Jack Charles and Kyle Sanderlands, among others, about how they keep their heads together in craptastic times. Yes, it's a short daily drop of practical inspo you can actually use. We'd love to hear from you too, so please give it a listen, subscribe, review it, and head to the website calmyourfarm.com.au. All of that info is in the show notes to this little taster featuring Lynn McGranger, also known as Home and Away's Irene.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
It's only something that I've recently come to terms with myself, you know, just a wellness and calming the farm, because I've always been a bit of a 100-mile-an-hour kind of person.
Lynn McGranger studied to be a primary school teacher, but she also won the Best Actress Award at her college drama festival, which was a hint about where her true passions lay. Throughout the 80s, Lynn wrote, choreographed and performed in lots of live theatre productions, and she was part of a comedy troupe called the Natural Normans, with a couple of future superstars by the names of Denise Scott and Linda Gibson. In 1993, Lynn joined Home and Away, where she inhabited the role of Irene, and she now holds the record as the actress who's played the same character for the longest period of time in Australian television history. I'm Michelle Laurie, and this is Calm Your Farm. Tips for taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus. Like most long-time performers, Lynn McGranger is a pretty resilient type of person, but even she found 2020 a bit tough going.
And I think you do get to an age, and, you know, maybe COVID has made us do it, just go and stop and breathe and think and be in the now and all of those things. But I'm not generally a depressive person, and I only really encountered, in a way, anxiety during COVID, because we were off work for about 9 weeks and just doing nothing. I mean, I was exercising for Australia and eating for Australia and reading for Australia and doing all of those things that I think we all were forced to do in a way. But I remember just having this terrible lump in my chest and waking up night after night, and I couldn't put my finger on it. It was like, you know, was it mental? Was it emotional? Was it physical? Was it all of it? And it kept me awake, and I felt so unwell. And just, again, like, you know that awful feeling you get when you've got to go to the dentist and have your teeth pulled? It was just like that times 100, and it was constant. And I thought, what on earth is this? So I had to have a Zoom meeting with my GP anyway, and I talked to her about it. And she said, you know, you should look into some mindfulness and some wellness and just, you know, just download some podcasts that maybe help you to meditate. This is my GP saying this, mind you. So I went, I saw my kinesiologist and talked to her and talked to other friends. And in the end, I did download some podcasts, but I wasn't really sure what I was doing. I'd never done it in my life. And I thought, Paul had done it. In fact, he used to meditate when I first met him. He's my partner, my techie, and he hasn't done it for years, but I just didn't know what I was doing. And I guess in the small amount of time that I have been doing this one, which was by Sam Harris, which is like a 28-day intro course, 10 minutes a day, where you just kind of learn to sit and do nothing and be and focus on your breathing, or focus on the weight of your body in space, or focus on looking at the back of your eyes. And I thought, oh yeah, I think I can do this. And I was quite enjoying it, and I was noticing how it was making me feel afterwards. So now I've graduated to the next one, which is like a 20-minute session a day. But I'm gradually learning, Michelle, you know, to live in the now and stop thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner and when I'm going to make my next appointment to go here, and doing that thing that we do where we just continually think about what's coming up. And then when it does come up, we think about what is going to continue to come up. So that's what it's taught me anyway. If suddenly you find yourself, your mind wandering, which it does all the time, and you start going, oh, I forgot to call my friend Karen, to be able to go, oh, wait a minute, I recognise that thought. Now, that's okay. Don't judge it. Just let it go. And in a way, it is so simple. And I'm sure there are, you know, there are layers and great depths that you can go to, but just to be able to be in the now in things that you are doing too. You don't have to even be meditating. This is what I've learned. But now I'm here talking to you and enjoying it. And that's in a form of meditation. That is me being in the now and living my life in the now, and not going, oh, wait a minute, I've got to go and have a facial this afternoon. That's right, 3:30, and I better have a shower before it. You know what I mean? Something that we're all so guilty of, and living our life in a constant state of future.
For more tips on taking care of you from the unlikeliest of gurus, including recipes for relaxing body products you can make at home, things to read and watch instead of scrolling through your phone, cheap, cheerful and calming gift ideas, go to calmyourfarm.com.au. We'd love to hear your ideas too.
This has been another Smart Fella production in conjunction with the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.